I got a piece of grim news in the mail a few days ago. Double Take magazine sent a little white card to warn that the fall issue would not arrive as expected. The card says that after 8 years, Double Take is suspending publication while the staff concentrates on finding money to keep going. Double Take publishes photography, essays, and short stories, and won a National Magazine Award for General Excellence in 1998. Open its pages and you might be transported to some other time or place. You might discover a photograph from 1939 showing a boy in a music class playing a trombone that seems taller than he is. You might see ranchers in the mountains or see the shots of a photographer who became obsessed with images of industrial decay in Pittsburgh. You might read the story of a former champion boxer as he shops for women's lingerie. Double Take has always struggled to survive. Its founding editor is Robert Coles, who joins us on the phone now. Dr. Coles, welcome.
Thank you for welcoming me. It's a pleasure to be with you all.
How bad is the magazine's fiscal condition?
Well, right now it's pretty good, actually, in the sense that we're debt-free, but it's an expensive magazine to put out because especially of the visual side of it. The old magazines like Look and Life are no longer with us. And so there's no outlet for photographers who, after all, are social observers to offer their work to the public.
This is a time of niche marketing for magazines, and you do not have here a magazine that seems to try to sell clothing to 24-year-old women or sell housewares to 32-year-old gay men or whatever. Is there a niche that you're aiming at with this magazine?
The niche goes back to the old vernacular expression, show and tell. Long before I thought of this magazine, I was working very closely with two people whose spirit informs it. One was William Carlos Williams. He had a very sharp visual sense of things. And the other person who informs this in a way is Anna Freud, Sigmund Freud's daughter. And she once turned to me and she said, you know, someday there will be a magazine in which the dreams that you and I are interested in will become offered. And she said, you know, in dreams there are words and there are pictures. Dreams not only tell us about ourselves, but give us a clue as to how we might understand the world.
So now you've suspended publication, and you're looking for extra financing to continue, is that right?
We sure are. I can tell all listening to this that we need help. And the other day I was thinking about that, and what crossed my mind is Tennessee Williams's play, A Streetcar Named Desire, and at the end of it, Blanche DuBois makes that unforgettable statement that she'd always been dependent on the kindness of strangers.
What's the circulation of the magazine when it is published?
Circulation went up to something like 80 to 90,000 subscribers. And at that time, we won the National Magazine Award. We won several other awards. In fact, awards have come our way rather often.
Robert Coles, do you think that it was difficult at all with a quarterly magazine to keep up with the pace of events in the last few years? The world, according to many people, seems to have been changing very rapidly.
It changes rapidly, but there are certain continuities. Continuities of perplexity and fear, and it is possible in a quarterly, although I might say to our listeners right now that if we had the dough, we'd be a monthly.
I'm holding here the spring 2003 issue of Double Take. If I flip to page 4, the editor's note there, you quote William Carlos Williams, and I wonder if you could read that quotation for me.
Oh boy, will I? Let me see here, page... For some of us, I fear, America's heart and soul is celebrated by a lot of flag-waving ballyhoo. But we're a nation of chance, and we should remember how we came to be what we are. People who took a chance, who wanted a second chance, who dared go and see, look here, there, everywhere, in the hope that somehow, someplace, there'd be a place that would be theirs, a place to take into their hearts.
The words of William Carlos Williams, as spoken by Dr. Robert Coles, the founding editor of Double Take magazine. Dr. Coles, thanks very much.
Oh, listen, thank you.